Dave Moore
on Today FM. As seen on your screen.
With vitamins and more from Avonmore. Vitamin and protein water that works harder.
Now Maria's on her own today, so showbiz Shannon Keenan is going to do As Seen on Your Screen for us. How are you, Shannon?
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well. What have you got for us? What have you seen on your screens?
Okay, so over the weekend, I don't know if you've seen it, but Robbie Williams took to the stage in London and he had five massive surprises up his sleeve. It is safe to say fans lost the rag when he brought out 90s boy band Five for their first performance in 25 years. Here's a clip.
So, Shannon, when I heard him say that, you know, it's been the first time they've been on stage 25 years, I kind of had to look it up. But I guess he's right in the sense that there have been reunions since, but it hasn't been all five members of Five.
No, this was the first time all five of them have been together. And I don't know if you know, but they announced their 25-day Keep On Moving tour, which is going to kick off in October. And they're actually coming to the Tree Arena on the 23rd of November. So if you don't have tickets, get that in the bag.
Yeah,
but yeah, this was actually the first time that they've been on stage. And it's not even their own show. It's Robbie Williams' show.
Robbie, fair play to him. It was the North London Derby, of course, because he was on in the Arsenal and the Emirates Stadium. And Beyonce was on in the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. So they were fighting each other for fans there, but I feel there's not too much crossover between the two of them, so they should be all right. What else did you spot?
So the official trailer for Freakier Friday starring Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis has dropped, and I couldn't be happier. Here's a clip.
Morning. Happy wedding week. You have a lot on your plate. Let us know how we can help.
Maybe someone could help me write my wedding vows.
How about this? I, Anna, take you, Eric, a man whose daughter is a little demon thing with an obnoxious accent.
What is taking so long? We wouldn't want to be off schedule, innit?
My bachelorette party will be good bonding for everyone.
You two are called to be family.
Yeah, right. Don't remind me.
Okay, so what is the plot of this? What are you seeing from the trailer?
So it's actually been 22 years since the OG film dropped, right? And the trailer is giving me everything. So I already think this is going to be a win-win. Like, I'm already giving it 5 stars just off the trailer alone. It's even giving me hints of The Parent Trap because we've got the English accent in there.
Yeah.
She's set to marry a fella called Eric. Like, the mom is coming back, Lindsay's coming back, but she's going to marry a guy called Eric, and he has a daughter, and she also has a daughter. So all of them are swapping bodies. Four of them are swapping bodies. Plus,
yes.
Chad Michael Murray is making a return, and okay. Have you seen his hair, Dave?
No.
It is so beautiful. I am already swooning at the thought of it on the big screen. I can't cope.
Okay, we got a date for this? Because, I mean, it's in my house, anything related to a body swap movie is the most important thing in the world. My wife is obsessed with them, so she can't wait for this. So I need to tell her when she's going to get her hands on it and get her eyes on it.
The 8th of August, and it's going to be such a feel-good film. The first one was so good that I think this one is just going to be great and give us all of the feels.
Absolutely brilliant. 8th of August, right, I'm going off to text her now. Shannon, thank you very much for doing that. I really appreciate it. Have a cracking day. See you later.
Dave Moore
on Today FM.